Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited Q2 FY22 results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal for an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijit Mitra from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thanks, operator, and good morning to all the participants, and thanks for joining in. We are here today to discuss Q2 and H1 FY22 results of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. We have from the management, Chairman and Managing Director, Vice Admiral Narayan Prasad, retired Indian Navy, and Director of Finance, Mr. Sanjeev Singhal, to discuss the results and take questions and answers later. Without further ado, over to the management for their opening remarks. Thank you.
A very vibrant good morning to you. This is Vice Admiral Narayan Prasad, Indian Navy, retired, and presently Chairman Managing Director of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. It is indeed a matter of great honor, pride, and privilege for me to welcome you all to present the credentials of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. As you all know, historically, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited is the oldest shipyard in India, with inception in 1774, incorporated in 1934, and taken over by the Government of India in 1960. MDL is the only shipyard in India to have built destroyer class of warships and two different types of submarines for the Indian Navy, and is also one of the unique shipyards in the world with such a diverse range of product. From the time it was taken over by the Government of India in 1960, MDL has built 796 vessels, including 26 warships and six submarines. The first warship built by MDL was commissioned into the Indian Navy in 1972, and the first submarine in 1992, which demonstrates our resolve towards Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India initiative since that time. MDL recent deliveries over the past five years have been Project 15 Alpha destroyers, INS Kolkata, Kochi, Chennai, and three Scorpene submarines, Kalvari, Khandheri, Karanch. I am happy to inform that MDL has delivered Visakhapatnam, a destroyer under Project 15 Bravo, and Vela submarine under Project 75 on 28th October 2021 and 9th November 2021 respectively. These are soon going to be commissioned into the Indian Navy on 25th in the next two weeks. One is on 21st of November, and the other one is 25th of November. I am very sure this platform will certainly give impetus to the national maritime security for the nation, and it is heartening to report that despite all the COVID constraints imposed on Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, in which the entire supply chain and the productivity got badly disrupted and there was no oxygen supply for the industrial applications, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited in the year 2021 has produced and delivered two Scorpene class submarine and one Project 15 Bravo destroyer to the Navy. With this, we will take your questions on all the matter. I have finished my initial inaugural talk, and I can now take the questions.
Yeah, sure. Operator, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Umesh Raut from Dolat Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning and congratulations for the good set of numbers in challenging quarter. So, sir, my first question is about the ordering pipeline. A couple of quarters back, you have mentioned about 3,000 crore worth of piece of contracts from the domestic market related to the cadet training ship, ACV and fast patrol vessel. So just wanted to know how is the update over all these particular contracts right now? How soon, I mean, all these contracts are coming up for the bidding? And secondly, in the export market, you have also mentioned one order from the Argentina, which was roughly around 1,800 crore rupees. So just wanted to know update on that.
Thank you very much. MDL, as you are aware, has a robust order book of over about 47,900 crores presently, comprising of 4E-number Project 15 Bravo Destroyer, 4E-number Project 17 Alpha Stealth Frigates, and 6E-number Scorpion Submarines, and besides that, a medium refit and life certification of a submarine, which is pegged at about 1,300 crores. Out of these, we have delivered 4 Scorpion submarines and 1 15 Bravo destroyer to the Indian Navy. As regarding to your question, what do we have in the immediate future outlook as per the Maritime Capability Perspective Plan for Indian Navy and the Coast Guard? And this essentially comprises of 7 plus 4 next generation offshore patrol vessels, which is pegged at about 10,000 crores. We have already submitted the bids and we are a very, very strong contender. In another about 2 months' time, they would be taking out the entire consideration and we will get to know where do we stand. Besides that, we also have in the pipeline 8 fast patrol vessels for the Coast Guard, which is pegged at about 803 crores. 7E-number next generation corvettes, which is likely to come up. 6E-number high-speed landing craft, 1E-number polar research vessel, which is for the National Center for Polar and Ocean Research, 1 survey training vessel, and acoustic research ship for MPOL Kochi. These all are roughly pegged at about 21 to 22,000 crores. Now, while the response to RFPs amounting to rupees about 10,000 crores, as I mentioned, have already been submitted, and the bids for the 25,000 crores are expected in the horizon in the next about 1 to 2 years. Now, categorically on the clear training ships, now these and NGA, these bids have already been opened, and the new generation missile vessels, NGMVs, have been won by CSL, and the cadet training ship has been won by LNT.
Got it, sir. Sir, also update on the P-75I submarine program would be helpful.
Okay. Now, as regarding P-75 is concerned, you are aware that RFP for P-75 was issued on 20th July 21 to shortlisted strategic partners, which is MDL and Larsen & Toubro. MDL, being one of the shortlisted strategic partner, is in the process of selection of one foreign collaborator, which is called FC, and the value of the also total 5E-number, and the value of this project as per the acceptance of necessity by the DAC is about 43,000 crores. The revised extended date as per the Indian Navy now is up to 4th January 22 for final bid submission. And as per DPP 2016, which is relevant in this category, the time duration required for scrutiny and finalization of contract is about 52 weeks, which will be about January or February of 23. So this is what stands right now. And we are still in the process of finalizing our foreign collaborator. And in conjunction with them, getting all the queries resolved by the Indian Navy, and then finally submit the bids.
Okay, sir. Sir, on this particular matter, our tie-up with the foreign OEM, so there was a talk about the technology hindrance for the propulsion technique which is used for the submarine. So, how are we coping with this particular issue?
In this conventional submarine, they have used a new concept of for enhancing submerged endurance of air independent propulsion system, which is called APES. This APES is fuel cell based. Now, all the OEMs are supposed to provide this fitted on their boats and already operationalized into the Navy. So as far as this technology is concerned, right now both OEMs, which is TKMS Germany and DSME, have a proven technology fitted on their boats, while the other three are also claiming, at least two of them, that they also have such technologies, and their fitment on board a submarine is still in the process.
Got it, sir. Sir, my last question is more of a bookkeeping question. If I look at the half year numbers, then provisions from the cost items has gone up significantly. So any particular reason for this?
So no specific reason. This is based on the review of the claims, and we have not yet closed the year 21-22. So these provisions will be reviewed in the last quarter, and we expect there would be a significant write back. For the present, this has been created at the insistence of the auditors.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I will join back with you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Wildstone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first is just one clarification. In P75I, you mentioned 5 units, 43,000 crore value. If I remember correctly, couple of quarter back, it was 6 units, 50,000 crore order.
This is never 5 in number, this is 6 in number submarines at DSC acceptance of necessity value of 43,000 crores.
Okay. Okay. Sir, any update on the RFP of 5 destroyers of 50,000 crore accounts?
Right now, with the funds availability with the Navy and as per the maritime perspective plans, they have to decide, and this does feature in their 5-yearly plan. We do not know as to when they are going to formulate and come with an RFP, but it is a part, very much a part of their 5-year plan.
Okay. Sir, my last question is in terms of execution. So now looking at, you know, everything is open up and let's say hopefully there is no third wave. How do you see execution going forward? And, you know, sometime back we have mentioned that FY 23, 24 and 25 will see a big jump in the revenue. So if you can guide something for FY 23, it will be helpful. And let's say in these 3 years, what kind of peak revenue we can do?
As far as 21-22 is concerned, we are expecting that we should be able to match the performance of 2019-20. And going ahead, we definitely expect a growth of 10% or beyond in 23. Just as a clarification, because there are certain big ticket items which are very much touch and go during 22-23. So in case I am able to get these items on board within financial year 23, there could be a significant jump. If there is a spillover to 24, in the early part of 23-24, then maybe the revenue booking would be coming in 23-24.
Okay. So if that, let's say if it falls in FY24, then can we do 8,000 to 9,000 crore kind of peak revenue in 24?
We will not be assigning any specific numbers, but okay. Yes, what I have told ki there are certain big ticket items which we are expecting by end of FY23. So depending upon the deliveries, because in spite of normalization, the imports and the timelines with respect to the foreign suppliers are still a bit dicey.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Venkatesh Subramanian from Logic Tree Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. I think my question was actually answered in the previous one, but just a little bit, being a bit more specific, sir, for us to get to the kind of targeted revenue by FY23, what does it take, sir? You meant some critical equipment coming in from abroad. Could you just expand on that? And FY22, would we see the similar numbers of FY20 or slightly better, sir?
I'll just give you one small example. We have a technology transfer and personalization and the trials of a product called MF Star. It's a radar system, an expensive proposition that itself, each ship has, it is costed at about 1,000 crores.
Right.
Now, each ship is fitted with one system. Now, that itself can turn the value of, the revenue from operation. Now, this is being assembled and executed by Bharat Electronics Limited, who are in touch with IA Israel. And right now, a system is already held by them in which technology transfer is taking place. Whilst they have committed to deliver for the next vessel, which is the 705 INS Marmagao, but we have been insisting on them, but still that process is going on. Now, with such kind of an equipment which is going to touch and go on their arrival, that is where a very large variation in the value of production for a particular platform and in the current financial or the next financial year is going to take place. I just gave you one big ticket item. Same is the storyline on in some other mode on the propulsion aggregates. So this would decide how do we fare in 22-23 and 23-24. But suffice to say that as all these ships are to be produced and deliver to the customer, which is Indian Navy, by, I would say, 26-27, we will have to brace ourselves and do a little hasten up production. So they will certainly increase.
Venkatesh?
Yes, sir. I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Was there an interruption?
Yeah, are we audible?
Yes, sir.
Are we able? Yes, yes. We are. There was a small interruption at my end. Sorry about that.
So, do you have any further questions, Mr.
Subramanian? I just have the FY22 numbers. I was asking whether would we match FY20 or will we get some slightly better numbers for this current financial year, sir?
We had issues in the first quarter, as are visible with respect to supply of oxygen, etc. We expect as far as 21-22 numbers are concerned, they should be in 19-20, matching with 19-20 numbers. No significant variation,
Right.
Up or down, but they should be approximately 19-20 numbers.
Yeah, so one last question, sir, which is our cost of production actually has gone up in this particular quarter, say, in terms of materials, etc. Do you see it as a trend, and is there any way can you ensure that we have the profit margins protected, sir?
The profit margin, as far as the margins are concerned, they definitely remain protected. And shipbuilding industry is a very different industry from any normal process industry. So please do not look at the cost of production moving up. This is based on the items which are being taken on the board. As far as the labor is concerned, this will also depend upon the items which are being taken on the board. So these costs have no significant bearing as far as the margin is concerned. Because
Perfect.
This is based on the percentage completion method. So based on the costs, the sale values are decided.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
In the margins.
Right, sir. Thank you. I'll join the queue. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Bhagyesh Kagalkar from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir, for outlining the future process for the order book. So the issue here is execution pace for the destroyer or the frigate or the submarine projects for next 10 to 20 years. If you see, observe in the neighborhood, China is delivering already Type 54 frigates to Pakistan. But our projects, once they start, it takes very long time. We have seen in Scorpion submarine. So what will change for the customer Indian Navy for next 10 years from our side? Can we reduce the delivery time by 30% or 40%? What is the internal target?
I'll just put it very simply. Simplistically that the 15 Bravo destroyer, original duration of construction of each of the vessel was 72 months. And the revised duration has been made to 106 months for the first one and 100 months for the second one, 92 months for the third one, and 79 months for the fourth one. Now, why these changes are being brought in? Because there are large number of equipment which have been identified by the Indian Navy, which is still at the developmental stage. Similarly, product definition is also a criteria in which Navy takes a little while, and then the products crystallize. So when we do such kind of a construction to remain, to induct state-of-the-art technology, and when your duration of the construction is going to be from 5 to 7 years, and within 5 to 7 years, a large number of technologies change. So such kind of a scope has to be catered for. Now, when you observe what is happening in Chinese shipyards, you will find that they fixate all these things right at the time of commencement of production. This means no variation. Same thing if it's a private shipyard and a contract is crystallized, there is no further variation thereafter. So in a scenario of this kind, you can always forge ahead because all the items are defined, all the technologies are defined, all the gun system, weapon and sensors, everything is defined right at the beginning and you know where to procure from. Here there are variables. So case in point, in the main mounting gun, it was supposed to come from US. Now still at the government level, there's still a lot of things which are happening where a negotiated kind of a thing has not been arrived at. And we are still hunting around for that gun's availability. If it is not available, we have to look for another gun, maybe an indigenous production. So such kind of a thing slightly mitigates or slightly elongate the production timelines.
Okay, yeah, that's a valid thing, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question may enter star and one at this time. We would like to remind our participants that you may enter star and one if you have any questions. Our next question is from the line of Abhijit Mitra from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. My question is more on the financials. You know, just to understand the peak revenue potential from the current order book, assuming no other order info happens, as you rightly mentioned, maybe in 23 years, spill over to 24. What is that peak revenue potential as per you?
We have already mentioned that it would be difficult to assign any specific figures. But considering that the current order book is approximately 48,000 crore, 47,907 crores, and the expected timelines are by 26, 27. So the numbers are going to rise definitely. It would be difficult to say which particular year, whether this happens in 23, 24, 25, depending upon the high-value equipments, their supplies and installation on board. So we would not be risking with respect to assigning any specific numbers linked to any particular financial year.
Okay, and what kind of margin potential you see? You know, if
is as per the revised timelines, we have delivered the first vessel of 15 Bravo well within time, so there is no LD implication, and we expect that other vessels will also be delivered in time.
Okay. And what kind of margin potential you see, I mean, in terms of expansion, because your top line can potentially double. So you expect operating leverage also to flow in over the course of next couple of years at least to take the margin towards double digit?
I would say ki with the increase in the top line, the in absolute terms, the margins would definitely be increasing. But as far as the percentage is concerned, percentage may we don't see very significant variation in the margins. So these happen to be a fixed margin kind of a contract with 7.5% pegged, and this 7.5% has to cater for any provisions including the CSR, etc. Within this. So if any variations are there, if any LD is there, or if any CSR expenditure increase is there, or any other provisions are there with respect to the recovery or any doubtful items, so these have to be catered within the 7.5%. So the margins there in percentage terms, there may not be any significant change.
Okay. Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question may enter star and one at this time. Next question is a follow-up from the line of Umesh Raut from Dolat Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Thank you so much for again giving me an opportunity. Sir, my question is more of on a broader line about the project awarding process. So recently, towards the last month, actually, government come up with a new guidelines for the project procurement, where they are mentioning that L1 wouldn't be the kind of only criteria to select the manufacturer as such. So there could be a process where quality come cost-based selection would matter most. And that is where I think, so considering all these changes in the project procurement, do you think that government is kind of moving again towards the nomination-based contracts and the contracts which came on the competitive bidding, especially in last 3-4 years, like one on the NGMV, one on the ASW-SWC. So do you think that most of these smaller platforms or the smaller vessels would now again coming on the nomination-based bidding?
As per the current government policies and the DAP 2020, which has been promulgated, whilst the migration of the government towards a competitive bidding is very well understood, still we have a provision in the shipbuilding chapter for a contract award on nomination basis. So this means they might consider award of a contract on nomination basis as well. But the current government policies and their mindset is that we should have a competitive environment towards price discovery, and that is what, and to ensure that every shipyard streamlines their productivity and compete with each other, still creating adequate margin for their profit. But the government would certainly try to insist upon a competitive bidding. This is what I understand from the market scenario right now.
Further, I would just like to clarify, as far as the QCBS system is concerned, quality cum cost based system, this does not in any way lead towards the nomination era. This only provides for certain parameters which weigh heavily in case of any project or contract. And the quality of these parameters is of paramount importance. So we also feel that this is a very fair and transparent system where applicable weightage should be given to the parameters which are critical for any project. This no way leads you towards a nomination error.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, secondly, on the competitive bidding side, while you have bidded for NGMV, so just wanted to know your thought process over there in terms of profitability, because in nomination-based projects, you are getting fixed margins of 7.5%. So are you looking similar kind of margin threshold for the competitive bidding as well? Because there we have lost a few contracts recently. So that's how, just wanted to know your thought process about the competitive bidding.
As you rightly said, the competitive bidding, the price determination is always dynamic, and it would be governed by the level of competition which we envisage at the time of submission of bids. So assigning a definitive margins in case of competitive bidding contracts, that would not be feasible. The contracts which we have lost, it was basically with respect to the assessment of costs at that point of time at MDL. So this would always be dynamic and varying depending upon the situation, what kind of order books I am having, what kind of costs, and whether we are, in case the competition is not there, definitely the margins can be better. In case the competition is serious and severe, we need to compromise on the margins depending upon the order book position at that point of time.
Got it, sir. Sir, third question is more on the financial side. So we have done roughly closer to 2700 crore kind of execution in first half. So just wanted to know breakup in between P-15 Bravo destroyer program, P-17 Alpha frigate program, and then repair and refits for the Shushumar class submarine, and then the submarine manufacturing execution. So just wanted to know breakup in between these two programs, these four items for the first half of top line.
For these 6 months, we are not having the figures readily. Maybe we can reply through mail.
Okay, okay, sure, sir, sure. Sir, one more thing. How much of execution is remaining out of the refit of submarine contract that we have received 1.5 years back?
The balance order position as on 30th of September with respect to medium refit and light life certification of submarines, approximately 260 crores.
Okay, okay. And we were expecting another order on the similar platform to come up in near term. So any update on that particular thing?
This is linked with the delivery of this vessel. So the current vessel is slated to get delivered in by about September, October of 22.
Okay, okay. Got
so accordingly, we presume that Navy would be able to process their case and allocate next ship for MRLC somewhere about that time.
Okay. And that next order would be again somewhere around 1200 to 1300 crores, right?
Yeah, by about that particular figure.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is a follow-up from the line of Venkatesh Subramanian from Logic Tree Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
So two questions. So one is, you had mentioned about a particular equipment that has to be fitted on the INS Marmagoa, about a 4,000, 5,000 crore value. Which year do you said that this fitting will happen, sir?
This value that I talked about, INS Marmagoa, this specific equipment per ship cost about 1,000 crores.
Okay.
And as far as this ship is concerned, she's already there in the dry dock for some sonar dome fitment. And at this particular point of time, this should have already been available here in Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. However, as I've told you, there is a certain amount of delays in a process called IFATS, inspection and factory acceptance trials, where some IA Israelis are required at Bangalore premises of Bell, and that is what we are trying to expedite them to complete the job, because this is a mandatory requirement prior to delivery of the vessels. So they are trying to expedite. Now, till this equipment goes on board, this value which is attached remains lurking. So that is what we are saying. A lot of equipments which are to be developed or to be delivered or to be trialed out and then delivered also dictate what contribution and when will they make to the VOP of that particular year.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And so what are our current cash reserves, sir, as on end of the last quarter?
As of 31st of October, we are having approximately 1300 crores own cash.
Okay, 1300 crore own cash. Fine, sir. That's good enough. Thank you, sir.
I would just like to add on, there was a query just previous one with respect to the revenue breakup for the first half. If I can clarify that the revenue breakup with respect to 15 Bravo is approximately 1400 crores, and for 17 Alpha as well as for P75, both approximately 400 crores each, and 300 crores for the submarine refit, and balances with respect to the earlier projects which have been completed, so add-on sales. So this totals up to 2784 crores. So these are provisional figures, which gives a rough idea.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Abhijit Mitra from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my question. This question is regarding, you know, the land license fee for the land which is with Mumbai Port Trust. Any update on that?
Yeah, recent developments have been there. There is a tariff authority for major ports. So the case has been highlighted to the, is currently being dealt with by the tariff authority on major ports. We may not be in a position to detail out as no orders are out, but we expect there are certain positive developments with respect to the lease rent rates. Otherwise, also the issue has been taken up at the highest level. So we are also waiting for the outcome. Let us see as and when the orders are out, we'll share it with the investors also.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
Are all your queries over?
Yes, sir. We don't have any further questions in queue.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's been real heartening to see the response of all the participants out here in terms of questions that you have posed to us. It basically indicates a higher level of confidence in Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. And I only sincerely hope that self, that is the chairman, managing director, and also the director of finance has been able to address all your queries to your satisfaction. And I can only ensure that Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders would always live up to its reputation as why it is rightly called the shipbuilder and submarine builder to the nation. We have two submarines and one destroyer, which is all being delivered in one single year, which has been part affected by COVID. So the commitment of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited is unrelenting, and we will continue to perform.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.